doing a simulcast tomorrow afternoon. We got our phone and computer lines cut here, so we're connected by phone today, but we still have doing a great show with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. What's your website? So I want everybody, I've signed up, I'm a GOA member as of several years now. What can people do to sign up to become a GOA member, and why should they choose GOA over the other organization? We don't even need to mention the National Rifle Association. But what's different about the GOA versus the NRA?
Appreciate you asking. First of all, folks can go to gunowners.org, and if they wish, they can just sign up for free, get our action alerts. That's how we've killed an awful lot of bad legislation and pushed some good stuff through. The NRA was founded by Union officers after the Civil War who were, to put it mildly, very unhappy about the level of marksmanship of many of their recruits. And so the NRA was set up by them to try to get young men to be better shots so that in future time of need, they would not need nearly as much preparation. Shall we say they would know which end of a gun was which. Gun Owners of America wasn't dealing with that problem at all. And I should say that the NRA, for about a century, worked as the handmaiden of the government. The problem became when the government started to go south in a big way on gun issues and increasingly passed bad legislation, the NRA was conflicted because, on the one hand, they're dealing with them, and they have a long-standing relationship, training young people to shoot in the NRA clubs and all of that, and yet they what to do with the legislation. And Gun Owners of America was set up by people who didn't have that conflict. We never had that relationship with the government. We began immediately in an adversarial relationship. So we've never had that does he not debate going on in our head. We just want to roll back as much as we possibly can. We don't want to see anything new put on the books, period. Next sentence.
Right. Now, there's several things that I think came up that we talked about previously. It turns out that there was handgun legislation that the NRA didn't fight because they thought of mainly they were trying to protect gun activity. The other thing is that there's also non-innocent gun technology that I think that the GOA use, not just guns, but any kind of shooting or projectile device, whether it's a scalar wave or a bead that can actually hit you and release a gas that can knock you down, or any technology.
Lasers,
lasers, all these kind of technologies like there are, for example, phasers can knock you down. They have a dazzle weapon, for example, the United Nations has that was developed, that can hit you with several hundred thousand lumens. It'll make you blind for half an hour. It doesn't permanently injure you, but you're not able to physically engage in a fight or battle or shoot back. And Gun Owners basically takes a broad approach of anything that empowers a person, especially a handgun. And it's interesting that women, if they're trained in handguns, tend to learn faster and are more accurate in their shots than men. And a lot of the violence that I see are almost always like in Northern California when this thing happened up in this gun-free zone, and in Chicago, another gun-free zone. It's gun-free zones where criminals and drug lords, et cetera, can get access to guns that is a shooting match against the police and the public. And they often have pretty high-powered weapons as well. They don't just have average guns. So that an empowered public that has some form of projectile or a device that can actually neutralize or paralyze or shoot the other person can stop a violent crime from happening. To me, it's bizarre that the left thinks that the idea that a disempowered public is going to make it safer is pretty ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, the left doesn't understand why we have a Second Amendment, or if they do, they don't like it because they want to use government power to tell you and me what to do, often down to very tiny details. And the constitutional idea that set up the United States government was, we don't want you to do very much. We're laying out what we do want you to do in specific terms, and anything else, keep your hands off. And
right.
We've always supported that view, and whether a particular technology helps keep the government at bay, we're in favor of it. And if it doesn't, well, right. we don't take a position then.
Yeah. So in 2047, it might be phasers or stun guns or all kinds of things that are not necessarily lethal, but all of these things would be covered by GOA. The thing that I like is that it's over and over ad nauseum proven that gun-free zones are an area. And I remember my cousins who lived in Michigan years ago coming back in the 1970s and saying, reporting how in their city and at their bank, one of their relatives was in the bank when a 77-year-old gun-toting older lady was in there, and bank robbers came in with masks on, five of them, and decided that they were going to take things over, and they were shooting their guns off, and she simply whipped out her pistols because she just came from her gun club, and she shot them all on the spot, and the police came on, and the people were hauled off. Some of them were dead. Other ones were dying or going to the ICU, and they couldn't do anything. They realized, like, hey, this lady stopped a major crime where a lot of citizens would probably die, including bank tellers. And these violent criminals were bringing in a weapon of mass destruction, lethal weapon, the same way as if there were armed people, say, on that bridge in Britain. I guarantee you that driver of that vehicle would not have been able to do that because his tires would have been shot out. They would have shot through the glass of the vehicle front windshield, and he wouldn't have done any damage. So,
in fact, had he known that could have been a risk, he might not have even chosen that particular way of trying to be a terrorist. Terrorists are evil. They're not stupid. And let me just go back to what you'd said about the gun-free zones. Dr. John Lott is one of the primo researchers on gun-related crime and mostly that aspect of the Second Amendment issue. And he has found that since 1950, all but four of the mass murders that have been carried out in our country have been carried out in gun-free zones. For instance, let me just jump across the ocean. When the horrible mass murder of some 130 people occurred at the theater in Paris, that's just almost unimaginable to have something like that happen here in the United States. But when the cops were responding to the scene of the crime on their bicycles, I might add, they had to go back to some place and unlock some guns so that they could then ride to the gunfight with the guns that they just pried out. That's just unimaginable in the United States.
That's the Keystone Cops. Now, do you think that bar with hundreds of people in it, or thousands of people, could occur, let's say, in Houston, Texas, or in Dallas?
Unimaginable.
I don't think so.
Unimaginable.
You'd get a few, maybe. Click, click, click. You'd hear so many clicking sounds as people basically unlocked their barrels and started shooting. Those people would have so many holes in them, they wouldn't know what happened. They would be meeting whatever they want to believe is their God. Maybe it's Allah or the devil. They'd be meeting him. They'd have an appointment scheduled immediately.
And let's take a gun-free zone. When you have folks that know anything about guns, I remember a shooter came into a school, and he was he had shot a couple of people, but he had emptied his gun. And as soon as a couple of teenagers who were quite familiar with guns heard the slide lock back and the guy start to load another magazine in, they jumped him and took him down and stopped him because they knew that at that particular moment, for a few seconds, he was just as vulnerable as they. And so that's, but they couldn't have done that had they been just waiting to be shot, hiding under a table, which is a frequent scenario. No, they were listening with knowledge and knew, now's our chance, let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what are the actions that GOA is going to do now with the Trump administration? Because the Obama and Hillary Clinton and previous administrations have been slowly trying to chew away at the rights of people to protect themselves. So it's not just physical guns that shoot a bullet. There's lots of other technologies coming on. It's going to come under the umbrella over the next, say, 20 or 30 years under GOA. And what we need to do is we need to have a system where you can't be exposed to unreasonable danger from any citizen, whether they're a Muslim or a mobster or whatever, a drug lord. And Americans, if they're properly armed with whether it's lethal or non-lethal technology, have the right to protect themselves. It's just logical, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. And one of the best examples of being able to protect oneself in spite of the authorities occurred in Chicago. They were forced by a court order to begin issuing concealed carry permits, assuming somebody could, figuratively speaking, crawl over all the glass they sprinkled along your way to see if they could keep you from getting one. And so one of the first recipients of a concealed carry permit in Chicago was a chap who also drove Uber. And as he was driving, he saw a what turned out to be a gangbanger start to fire into a group of people, which, as far as I can make out from the facts I've been able to dig up, was the rival gang that he wanted to eliminate from the face of the earth. And so the Uber driver got out and plugged the shooter and stopped the mass murder. And had he not had his permit, he probably wouldn't have been bold enough to be carrying his gun, because you carry an illegal gun in places like Chicago where they really don't want you to have one anyway.
Yeah.
And he would have been in, could have potentially been in big trouble. So we don't hear anything about that. I was talking to I was talking to a Chicago gun rights activist who, believe me, is well informed, certainly about his own city, as well as the general issue. And when I told him about that Uber driver, we were doing a radio show, and he said, "What are you talking about? I never heard about that." And the next time we were talking, yes. So the next time we were talking, he brought that up, and he said, "You know what? I checked it out, and you were right. That had happened." So I had just happened to see a blog where somebody had reported on it, and it was accurate. And as you say, they don't want to talk about that. Let's just keep moving along. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I heard that there's a bill that's that I think is moving forward. I'm not sure who sponsored it. That if you get a concealed carry permit in one state, all other states have to honor that concealed carry. Is that true? Is that coming?
Amen. It is hopefully coming. Representative Hudson has probably the best version, although given where we are now, we'd be happy to have either the House version or Senator Cornyn's version in the Senate, because essentially it would say that your concealed carry permit will have to be treated the same as your driver's license. So when you go from one state to another, you take the same driver's license. You don't need to. You may have to observe the difference in speed limits, or maybe there's some other quirk in the driving laws that you're responsible for observing when you're in that other state. But other than that, you're good. Keep going. And same thing with that concealed carry permit. One of the features of Mr. Hudson's law that is quite attractive is that first of all, both of these would say that if you're in a constitutional carry state, your driver's license will go with you as if you did have an actual concealed carry permit. The beauty of the Hudson bill is that, say you live in Chicago, for which I must say I'm sorry, but if you do live in Chicago and you can't get a concealed carry permit because they make it so bloody difficult and expensive, New York kind of the same, you could get a pretty much a mail-order Utah permit. I think you'd have to go qualify at a range, which is not very difficult, really. And once you've got that Utah permit under the Hudson bill, if that were the actual law, then your Utah permit would stand you in good stead, even though you can't get one in the city of your residence.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, indeed. We're
That's
talking about
by the way,
a
just
lot
got
of...
an announcement from my wife, because someone cut our phone and our computer lines. They'll be back up in a few hours. So if you're trying to call their 888-212 line for orders or inquiries about orders or an emergency, a medical emergency that you need our help or advice, those lines are being forwarded, and the full lines and the computer will be up in a couple hours. So it's being forwarded now. So you can call that 888 line, and in a few hours, all our computer lines will be fully operational again. But where processing of orders is perfectly fine because it's in Florida, not here. It was a next-door neighbor who decided to cut down an old satellite dish that was actually on our property. They should have known better because they were on our property. And they cut our phone and computer lines, which is really stupid. But believe me, crossing my wife was a J1C full-forced Viking is a bad idea. And I have the genetic heritage that I'm a warrior right down to my bone marrow. So it's not a good idea. We're the nicest guys and protectors, but don't cross us. That's why I think America is made strong, because it believes in protecting the weak and the frail. But it means that a 77-year-old woman, like I mentioned that story earlier, can take out her gun skills and shoot a bunch of very vigorous and physically fit young guys who want to shoot up and take a bank over and probably kill a whole lot of people. And that's not going to happen anymore. I guarantee you that that the new Chicago, after Rahm Emanuel, and Rahm Emanuel is even starting to bow to the fact he needs federal help, but this guy needs also brain help. He needs the help of perspective change, that his current policies are catastrophically stupid. You know, if, when the lights finally go on in the heads of people like the leftists, that, you know, like when Rosie O'Donnell says she wants martial law, she just needs to realize is people with a very big mouth that want to shoot it off are not going to order a latte delivered by a tank. And they're the first in a state of martial law where a bunch of people don't have guns, the public, and a few military do have guns. She's the first to be put up on the firing line. She needs to understand that. And an armed public is the final stay against a government that gets out of control, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And now we're back to talking about what the whole idea of the Second Amendment is.
Right.
Our forefathers had a lot of experience with out-of-control government, and that's why they ended up codifying the right to use force to resist the government. They call it the Second Amendment.
Now, I figured this out some years ago, talking to my military buddies, because although I've not been in the military, I've worked with the military for 3.5 decades, that there's 94 million armed Americans and 23 million veterans. And I heard that the latest number I heard is like 381 million guns and God knows how many billions of bullets. And there's also lots of non-lethal weapons. As I mentioned on the air, if they tried to seize their guns somehow, which I don't think is possible, they did this, by the way, in Canada, where they passed gun registration laws. And because I'm a dual citizen, I was born in Detroit, but in the first 20-some years of my life, I lived in Canada and practiced there. And when I went back for a few years to practice in rural Nova Scotia, one of my patients, basically, I said, hey, he said, let's go rabbit hunting. I said, how many guns do you have? I said, do you have 3 or 4? He said, no, I got 45. And I said, what did you do last week? And he said, we made 70,000 bullets. I said, whoa. I said, where did you get the bullets? He said, we bought it in New England the previous week. And Canadians, by the way, wouldn't register their guns. They had to actually take the law down before the latest Liberal government took over, the Conservative government, because they realized Canadians weren't going to cooperate. They got guns up the wazoo. And especially the natives. Let me tell you, you're not going to take over native lands in Canada. Ain't going to happen. Period.
That's great.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Larry, I remember a quote from the Japanese emperor after around the time of the Second World War, and he said, an interesting statement translated from Japanese, he said, you know, if we tried to invade America, and of course, we know that the fleet was moved to from San Diego to Hawaii on purpose because we'd already broken the international code to know what they were saying, that knew that they were we were actually tempting them to attack our fleet in the in Hawaiian Islands so that we could be hauled into the war. On the side of Britain and Europe. And the emperor basically said, if we tried to invade America, we wouldn't have an American behind every tree. We'd have an American with a gun behind every blade of grass. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's a fairly well-known reference. The Japanese indeed were aware of that. And something that I didn't learn until maybe a year or so ago is that they had actually attempted a land invasion in Pearl Harbor, and they got shot up pretty bad by all the civilians that had guns and decided, hoo boy, this is not a good idea. So they learned that, yeah, this notion they had that the mainland was armed to the teeth also was the case in the Hawaiian Islands, and we just don't need to mess with that. So I think the most they ever did was to float flammable dirigibles over the northwest coast to try to terrorize people with random fires.
Yeah, they also had mini subs that they actually set off there to try to see if the mini subs could do something.
They had some guys in Long Island. That didn't work out too well either.
The other thing people should understand is even if the Russians, for example, and there's one of the recent things is they have a tsunami weapon set up to strike the east coast or the west coast of the United States, unless you put boots on the ground, you never control territory. It doesn't matter how much you bomb it. You know, just like the idea we've been bombing for a couple of years, ISIS, which, by the way, I call terrorists or us. And now Trump is finally getting it and saying we're not going to put up with this. When Erdogan even says, hey, you, America, invented ISIS, we know this is a fact on the ground. And we even rescued two ISIS leaders just last week. And Assad says, you Americans are invaders. The fact is, Trump is getting it. He's pulling back policies that are basically evil as hell from the Abominator, that's his new name, the foreigner who pretended to be our president with his tranny wife.
Yep.
So we need to face the music here. America has been played a fool and not any longer. We get alternative media, which has got a very big audience. I just checked our hits just for downloading of our radio shows. How many radio downloads do you think we had since January 1st, just since yesterday?
Well, hopefully it's in the tens of thousands.
A third of a million, just in our audio.
Wow.
That doesn't include the Listen Live, and that's only over on what's called Deagle Network. It doesn't include YouTube, iTunes, all the other avenues. It just includes one of our avenues. We're now simulcasting on video, on live stream, YouTube, Deagle Network, Facebook, and Twitter, and it's sending it out to our RSS network to every other video network platform on the planet. That's what we can
No wonder the Democrat media has tried to discredit all of those things you just mentioned and more by calling it fake news, because they're losing badly.
Here's the thing. If there's someone there in their so-called journalism that can counter me in any area, whether it's medicine, geopolitics, or self-defense, I worked in an emergency department in burn units for the past 35 years. I've seen lots of gunshot wounds. I mean, the first time I saw a real bad one, I was working as a resident 40 years ago at the Vancouver General Hospital, and the emergency department had 240 beds. That's a big emergency. Second largest hospital complex on the planet outside the Karolinska. 17 hospital buildings, 7,000 inpatients. Okay?
Hmm.
And when I was in emergency, and again, we were trained to do everything. On an average day, I see 240 patients. We're down to 45 people dead with 12 steak and Blakemore tubes down, do 45 blood gases, and do on average at least a couple dozen major procedures like putting in chest tubes. And one of these patients, they were trying to off, the triads came in with machine guns. Now, if the emergency department staff had guns, those triads would have been put down on the spot. We didn't.
Let me encourage your folks to go to gunowners.org and sign up for our free legislative bulletins.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay right there. Larry Pratt from GOA.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Legislation passes that allows people to have a concealed carry permit, and I get on and off an airplane or take it with me. If someone tries to pull something off, I'm going to be able to take a lethal or non-lethal shot at them, and I'm going to put an end to whatever kind of foolishness is going on to hurt me or my family or anybody around me if I happen to be shopping or traveling in an airport or anywhere else. So this idea of a national right to self-defense is something that needs to be written in stone during the Trump-Pence years, doesn't it?
That, I think, is a very important point to emphasize, that it's one thing to have an executive order, and if that can be done right away in some particular area, fine. But don't think that's the end of it. Look at what's happened to so many of our recently departed dear leader. He had all these executive orders, and one by one, they're being undone by another executive order. So we have to go through the heavier lift of putting legislation in, getting it enacted, many times finding out that as the Democrats have become an isolated regional party of permanent minority, the real liberal conservative split within the Republican Party is now emerging much more clearly, and we're going to have to deal with disagreements within the Republican Party. That's where so many of the battles will have to be fought.
I think the battle is for the people's hearts and minds. I think a lot of what we call uber-liberal Republicans are going to find they're going to be challenged by more conservative candidates running for Republican spots in a new what I call populist, people-first Republican Party. To me, the old Democratic Party and the old Republican Party are already dead. They've already had the wake. We've already danced on their grave and had enough stout, and it's over. We need to understand that the people, especially with alternative media, now know the truth. They're not going to put up with it anymore. It's like the movie Network, you know. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And they shut it out his window and threw his TV out the window. That's coming. People are basically, that's why young people, even including in Russia, aren't going to put up with the oligarch of Mr. Putin, who's a mob boss. Okay? That's what he is.
Good enough.
And, yep. You know, and the thing is that in America here, we're not going to put up with a future mob boss running America like their own private game, like Mr. Putin, and enriching themselves and creating a dynasty, which are basically a dynasty of intel agents. We know that Clinton's were CIA. We know Obama's CIA. We know the intel agencies, since the assassination of JFK, when our own agents were pulled back, have taken over the government. That's why there's a dark cabal, a deep state between the intel agencies and the media. And they think they're the government now, and they're delusional. They're wrong.
Let's hope so.
There's no hoping. Hope. I'll tell you, hope is bridged by the bullet, you know? I remember the statement by Charlton Heston says, they'll not take this gun out of my hand, out of my cold, dead hand. You know? One of my colleagues said to me, yes, if the government wants my guns, they can have it back one bullet at a time.
And that's not an uncommon sentiment, and that's why, in part, I don't think the idea of having obviously massive government power, I don't think it can be successfully used to accomplish some dictatorial purpose. It's just not likely to happen. You can talk to plenty of military and police, and they're likely to tell you that a lot of their colleagues would probably be quite sick for as long as might be needed if such orders were ever given, and nobody would be showing up for work.
Well, I know I live in what I call a Marine Town, which is Vista, California. I can look at my patio door right now, and I can see Pendleton Marine Corps Base. And I can tell you that the military here in America, Navy, Air Force, whatever, Our Marines are not going to follow orders from a totalitarian, militaristic police state, including even ones that have actually had to swear an oath that they would shoot American citizens if they had orders from the SEALs force. The SEALs, when it comes, push comes to shove, like any group that has special skill sets, don't want to be encountered by an overwhelming force that will annihilate them. Just like, for example, a few years ago, the SWAT team went to Governor Pataki, and they said to him, you know, you passed a law that we're going to have to start disarming veterans. The first home we're going to go, we're going to take their guns at 3 a.m. in the morning. The second home, they'll have spotters on the roof with armor-piercing weapons, and we're not going home to mama, Governor Pataki. So I'll tell you what, why don't you come up with us on the second operation, and we'll see if you survive it. And guess what? Nobody's had any veterans at 3 a.m. attacked in New York State, because they passed a law to start grabbing the guns of veterans. They deemed shouldn't have guns from these very vague laws they tried to pass at 3 a.m. in the morning. many of these veterans have done 3, 4, 5 tours of duty. They come back home, they have their guns. I remember having a discussion with one of my gun-owning veterans back in 1987 in Augusta, Georgia. He says, "Doc, come on out to the parking lot." And I said, "Okay." I said, "What's that in the back of your cab or your truck?" He says, "He said, that's my gun." I said, "That looks like a 45-round clip." He said, "Yep. It's loaded up. Safety's on." I said, "What are those things hanging from your front mirror?" He says, "Those are nades." I said, "Do you mean grenades?" He says, "Yeah, got the pins in them." I said, "What would happen if somebody tried to take your gun?" He says, "You'd be like trying to saw off my right leg with a hacksaw. They'd end up dead faster than you could spit," he said. Now, I can tell you, taking a gun from a veteran who literally is part of his physical body, because that's the way they're trained now in the military, would be like trying to saw off his right leg with a hacksaw. So this idea that they're going to disarm the veterans is insanity. It's insanity. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's Canadian military, American military, British military. You're not going to disarm the military and make them do bad things to the populations that they are supposedly there to protect, and literally putting their life on the line isn't going to happen.
You know, even in liberal places such as Connecticut, where people substantially refuse to re-register their guns, meaning they already were known and in a database, people just weren't complying. And in New York, you had sheriffs, because they don't have sheriffs anymore in Connecticut, unhappily, but you had sheriffs saying, "I'm not collecting anybody's guns." So that level of very visible noncompliance, civil disobedience, I think might well have rocked the authorities to realize that they passed a law, but the law was passed by people who are probably twerps, and
twerps that have their own security forces. These are people like Hillary Clinton that have a bunch of men aged 20 to 45 carrying heavy armor and wearing level 3 body armor on. I mean, it's ridiculous for these people that want to grab our guns. They're surrounded by gun-toting private security forces, including the Secret Service.
Protect them, but it's sure those same guys that might protect Hillary Clinton, even though they probably have to swallow hard, they'll do it because, you know, that's their job, but they're sure not going out and taking anybody else's guns.
No. No, and they also know that as they say with this issue with Governor Pataki a few years ago, the idea of coming against the American public and not having a very hard pushback, and that's why when I see people like George Soros getting a few, unemployed or unemployables and giving them a chunk of money to disrupt, say, the rallies of Donald Trump, if there ever was a civil insurrection by the left, which is not going to happen, by the way, there would be an overwhelming force of conservative, patriotic Americans who would rise up, march on every capital, including Washington, D.C., and take it over. So if they think they're going to do this kind of crap to the American public, they need to realize they have delegated power. I mean, I saw an interesting statement by Barbie on a show from my daughter years ago, and Barbie even said to Ken, and she said something about the Constitution, they said, "You know, the government has delegated power from us." And we're talking about Ken and Barbie, okay? So they don't realize their power doesn't come out of thin air or some kind of, you know, extraterrestrial force from somewhere else in the universe. It comes from us.
Indeed.
They don't have any power except from us, period.
And that's the genius of the American system. They really don't have that anything really comparable to it in other countries. Even other countries where guns are not uncommon, Scandinavian countries might have 20-25% of the population that owns a rifle or something like that. The Swiss are incredibly good marksmen from what I've seen, but it's been since 1200 that they had any experience resisting a tyrannical government. And the whole of Europe, even with the guns that they might own, don't have the experience that Americans still have as part, I think, of our DNA. And so what you're talking about the pushback that would occur, oh my, I think we've...
Which is why...
Already...
Yeah. Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, we've seen examples of this. The Battle of Athens, 1947, in Tennessee, a corrupt government stole an election, and the militia, quote-unquote, a bunch of guys in their cars and pickup trucks, bristling with their guns, came into town and had a brief shootout with the cops, and the cops decided this is not worth dying for because that's what's going to happen. And so they left the ballots they had stolen, illegally taken from voting places, and walked away. Then in Bunkerville, Nevada, you had Americans streaming from across the country to stand with the Bundy family against the BLM and its tyrannical practices, and they backed off. So the Second Amendment, as far as I can tell, has been tested every once in a while in the United States, and it so far has gotten an A-plus grade.
Right. Yeah. Here's where I think things are going. What's the next agenda? If we get this concealed carry permit, what's the next thing that the GOA wants to get on the agenda for the Trump administration? What's the next thing?
Need to get rid of the gun-free zones, and there's a measure in for that. It
right.
doesn't affect all that many people, but there's a measure that would take suppressors off the list where you got to have an intensified background check and pay all kinds of extra fees and just treat it like any other gun. That's a good step forward. Now,
yeah,
that would really help me.
I want to see a third law that would encompass future technologies, which some of them are available now, such as little capsules that can hit you with an opening salvo of vapor that can actually knock you to the ground, or taser weapons or other sector weapons that can paralyze or stun you, non-lethal weapons and lethal weapons, such as, down the road, high-energy light weapons or laser weapons or whatever. I want to see it so that any method that you need for self-protection is legal. I've heard that if you go to a march, for example, and you even carry pepper spray, you can be charged with illegally using pepper spray in a march when you're trying to protect yourself from the other side trying to punch you in the face or hit you with a club. To me, pepper spray is a lot less lethal than being hit in the head with a club. So I want to see GOA expand to a wider range of other lethal and non-lethal weapons to protect yourself from unexpected and inadvertent or, explosive violence that can happen almost anywhere.
Well, I think these are areas that are very legitimate for exploration. And
but you're
we've
right.
Got,
the gun-free zones and the concealed carry permit are top. The other is
absolutely
is a law that I want to see a federal law that allows them to do with the frisk and law that they had for years under Giuliani in New York. And the current governor in New York is an idiot. The idea, if you could frisk, for example, groups in Chicago and they had an illegal gun, even if they hadn't perpetrated a crime, that would be a felony and they would be put in jail over it. And that would immediately take off the streets people who are going to do a crime because they're fighting against other gangs and distributing drugs, etc. But just having an illegal or non-registered weapon, an illegal weapon if you're actually a drug lord, should put you in jail. So I'd like to see the search and frisk law back in, not just there, but in every city. And you can't have, we call, cities that actually just ignore the law. And, like, for example, today they're having this meeting about protecting criminal illegals. Again, remember, Donald Trump has no intention of deporting the Dreamers or their families or anybody who has not committed a crime in America. He is going to grab a hold of the neck of all the criminals and get them to, quote, hit the hell out of America. But we need to also make certain that if there are cities that are sanctuary cities trying to protect, quote, illegals that have committed a major felony like rape or murder or attempted murder or a crime, major crime, they need to be apprehended. This is craziness that we tolerate this. And the legislatures and the governors and the city mayors that protect them, they need to be charged to have some jail time for their crimes against the citizenry. They're meeting in New York City today to plot and plan this on how they're going to resist Trump and Governor and Attorney General Sessions. Amazing.
Well, it'll help a lot if you and I can be carrying in any jurisdiction
that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry.
Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm a gun owner. It's gunowners.org.
And that's where we are on the web.
They can call to.
Well, when you go to that address, there's a nice, clear, bright orange button. Hit that so you can sign up for the free legislative alerts. That is what makes things happen here in Washington.
Right. Now, if we can get rid of those two things first, concealed carry is national. And the gun-free zones, we're going to make America a lot safer.
Yes, we will. And absolutely, we've seen it in jurisdiction after jurisdiction where gun ownership and carrying has been made easier, crime goes down.
Well, you know, I like to make a, I like to use what I call tagline. Guns are not to kill people, it's to prevent killing. Guns are not for violence, is to make violence not an option.
Yeah, there's a couple of psychiatrists here in D.C., Samino, and I forget his partner's name, and they did a study of the criminal mind of people locked up in St. Elizabeth's mental criminal institution. And he found that the criminal is evil, but he's not stupid. He's very rational. He doesn't want to get hurt, and so he looks for targets of opportunity. And if he knows that you're armed, he'll go look for somebody that's not likely to be armed. It's real simple.
In other words, he's going to attack Bambi, not the big bad wolf.
There you go. The criminal mind is very easy to understand once you accept the premise that they don't go along with the rules that the rest of us abide by. It's all about them, and if they can advance their interests at little risk to them, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, there's no love of God, there's no fear of God or man in that criminal mind. It's simply how can I get as little cost as possible.
But there's fear of loss now. A lot of people think you can't quantify the neurological dysfunction of the criminal mind, and that's not true. Again, when people challenge me, I say, you know, you might challenge somebody else. You're not going to challenge Deagle. Because I can tell you what brain scans, peripheral quantitative EEGs, intermediate metabolites, organic acids, etc., to actually prove to you that the criminal mind is not normal. If we, instead of calling it a brain inside your calvarium, your brain case, but a liver, I could show you why that liver is not normal. Just like the movie Young Frankenstein, they have an abnormal brain. Why would you put it into Frankenstein? Right?
Exactly.
So the criminal mind does fear personal loss, though. So an armed grandmother, scary thing, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Well,
gunowners.org. Sign up now. If you don't, it's your fault for making America more dangerous. Do it now. Support legislation. Get your congressmen and senators to get on board and do it.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Larry. We'll have you back on soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks again.
Yeah, take care, everybody. I'll be back. Coal mines are working. Our computers will be up here in a few hours, but our orders are processing fine.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.